Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the Mundane Festival Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Lamberth. Today is Sunday, June 28th, 2020. Remember, as always, you can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and on Podbean, the host site. If you like this show, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts and or Stitcher. Give it a 5-star review. Let everyone know why you like it, because it will make me feel good about myself and most of the life decisions that I've made so far. You can email the show at mundanefestivalpod@gmail.com. Let me know what's on your mind. More importantly, what's on your heart. You can like the show on Facebook. You can follow it on Twitter at Mundane Festival. And you can follow me, your host, the guy talking to you right now, on Twitter at Chris Lamberth. This is episode 433. I have a super special return guest, YouTuber and gamer extraordinaire, Tajay Moment. We're going to talk about The Last of Us Part 2. It's going to be a super fun spoiler cast. If you have not finished this game, do not listen to this show. If you're interested in playing this game, don't listen to the show. Listen to some old stuff. Subscribe to Patreon, but don't listen to this yet, because we're spoiling everything, and we're just doing we did a bit of a deep dive on this one. And I was super excited to talk to Tajay. Since he was last on in October, he's just like blown up. He's killing it. And it's so exciting to watch, because I feel like I was there on the ground floor and watching him rise and get all this attention, some good, some not so good. We get into that. But I'm super excited to share that with you. So let's just get right into it. Here's me and Tajay Moment talking about The Last of Us Part 2.
How have you been, like, in COVID-19, the COVID-19 world? How has that been treating you?
Bro, honestly, just a lot of staying inside. Like, ever since spring break started for school, I haven't been out ever since, really. Like, I just literally only leave if I'm probably going to go to the fast food to grab something to eat. That's really it. Like, I don't do anything but just sit inside and just, like, make videos or stream or something, bro. Like, I have nothing.
Yeah. You didn't go – I thought you tweeted that you went to the casino with your dad.
Oh, yeah, I did do that.
How was that? Was it weird?
Everybody had on masks. There was, like, no seats, really. You got to wear gloves. Like, it was, like, a whole procedure to get in. But, I mean, once you're in there – pretty cool. Like, it felt like any other casino run.
Did it take
just not
go ahead
no was it
no I was just gonna say did it was did it take any of the fun out of it or
no I don't think so I don't think so
because the last
plus I'm not even I'm not even an avid, like, gambler. Like, I've only been twice, so, like, I thought it was really fun, and both times I've won now. So I the first time I went was 2 years ago, and then I went again, like, this year. So
okay, because the last thing that I did, one of my last comedy gigs was in Atlantic City, and that was, like, right before everything hit. It was, like, a month before, and it's just, like, you think about that, it's just, like, damn, well, what was that like? What's it like now, and what's it like to go back?
Right. I never expected it to turn out how it turned out. Like,
yeah.
I didn't think it was going to run out this long.
Neither did I. I think if people were doing what they're supposed to be doing, like wearing their masks, like, shit would be a lot better. But, like, now things are, like,
I think what extended it, whenever it first hit, like, back in spring break, a lot of people used that as a way to, like, go out of town longer and visit all these places. And, like, I saw people in, like, Miami, everything else, like, from my school. And I think that's really what spread it. It's, like, everybody in college and stuff flying out to different places for spring break. I think that's what really spread that stuff around real quick, honestly, because the second it hit, everybody used it as a way to go party, you know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah. And you're from the younger generation, and a lot of people want to go out. Like, when I was your age, I wanted to do fun stuff like that too. I was still a square. I mean, I would have probably been, I don't even know, I was a square back then when I was your age. I was just doing plays. Like, I was doing theater,
right,
and, like, kicking it with my friends, but it wasn't anything, like, crazy. But
on a higher level, where it's, like, a lot of people getting together and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, but yeah.
It's, I know, like, stuff is opening back up here in Jersey where I'm at, And but at the same time, it's like things are spiking and spiking in other states. In Texas, are they closing stuff back up in certain areas?
Nah, I think we're all open now. Okay. It was closed when it hit, but like now things are opening up.
So. Have you gotten a haircut yet?
Yes.
How was it?
I mean, everybody in there is wearing masks and stuff, but it's just weird. I don't know. Everybody's walking around with like masks. I don't know. It's weird.
You wearing?
And like
one,
some
right?
people have like air filters on their mask. It's a little like pocket. I don't know. It's weird.
They got the mask like Abby and Ellie.
I've actually seen one of those in a Walmart, but that was actually kind of crazy. I've seen one, but
damn, wow,
yeah. People go overboard, I think, but maybe at the same time, better safe than sorry. So it's like
I'm still debating on if I should go to the barbershop or just like cut my shit off myself. And...
Dude, go to the barbershop; it'll be fine. I think. Don't mess yourself up, bro.
Oh man. I'm happy to have you back on to talk about this. You were on the show in October of last year. What's life
bro,
been
so
like?
So much has changed.
I know, dude. You're blowing up, dude. You're blowing up.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You got pretty much all the Naughty Dog team following you on social media. They're in your streams on YouTube and stuff.
YouTube, yeah.
Kicking it.
Bro, it kind of happened like, it's kind of crazy because, like, nothing happens overnight. You work. But it's like, it feels like just one day it's not there, then out of nowhere, boom, it just happens. Like, it felt like it just happened, you know? Like, I can't even explain it. It's weird.
And you had, like, 16 – you got 16,000 followers and rising now, right?
Yeah.
And what did you have –
at the time when we first spoke, I think I had, like, 2 going on to 3,000, maybe 3, something
wow.
like that.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great, but dude.
It's just been piling up. Like, it got to where I was gaining like 100 to 200 subs a day. Some days 400. It just kept going up and up. And it was like, what? And that's whenever, like, all the out of nowhere, like my Twitter, like it just kind of out of nowhere just spiked off. Like, it's crazy how it happened. It's insane.
What was that like getting this, because I was there, like, I don't know how early I got on, but I was just like, you know, it had to at least be like August or September. It had to at least be around the time where that state of play happened, like that first when we got the reveal of the ill-fated February 21st.
Oh, we got the reveal.
Yeah. So I think that might have been like September. So it was like sometime
around September.
That. Because I was looking for stuff and couldn't find anything. Like, I couldn't find any really good TLU 2 content. And it was just, like, it was very, like, sparse. And I was like, oh, this brother is doing his thing.
I was uploading, like, consistently. Like, I was, like, the only person, like, really streaming it, like,
yeah,
you know, in, like, every day, pretty much, almost.
And what was that like? So now you've got, like, the thing that pissed me off about the everything that was like was the stuff like the hate on you, who's like there was like,
yeah because it had nothing to do with anything, but I guess since people want somebody to be mad at, so I got used to it. I kind of like it now, you know.
You just because today you put out a video, I'm a paid shit. That was like
kind of joking around with it,
addressing the haters. But the thing, like the thing about it was like, because this was the first time that I really delved into this gaming world on YouTube, and it was interesting to follow the rise of somebody like you. And it's still going, it's still happening as we're talking about this. And there's more great things to come for you. But it was just interesting to take that to just be like a passenger on your journey, like, you know, to watch your success. Because I was rooting for you. One, because you were good. Two, you're black and you're young.
Yeah.
And you're doing your thing,
bro. That's I think that makes a lot of people salty too. Because like The Last of Us, like you never think the person who's like leading the community in a way is like just some black guy. He's like, it's crazy.
And
I'm proud of that.
Because one thing I respect a lot of things, but one thing I respect about you is like. The reveal trailer, what was it? It was it the story trailer that came out? You did a stream of you watching the story trailer.
Oh yes, bro, that stream was huge. And I remember that.
And at the end, you broke down crying.
Yeah.
And that was
that day. Okay, I'm gonna explain what that really was. A lot of people don't understand.
Okay.
So
sure.
That was the same day, like there's this dude named Griffin Gaming, and like he made a video about me, and it's like he like witch hunts people. So like in a day, like everything that I built up on my channel, like overnight, like my channel rating went from like a 98 all the way down to like a 62, just like overnight. And it was like, and I was getting like a bunch of like racial like hate messages over like nothing. Like I didn't even do anything. Like I just liked the game. So like I kind of wasn't even in the mindset to do the stream, but I still did the stream. And they're all like, you know, saying stuff like nobody gives a F, like no, like why are you chilling for this company doesn't even know you, like just saying all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like that same day they came to the stream and was all supporting me because they saw it. So it was bittersweet. It was like, damn, like they try to say this but this happened, and like I just it was really like emotional. Like I felt it was really like happy tears at the same time. Also like
I felt like it was more than just the reveal trailer, because I could read all of that, everything that you just said, like I read that. And I was like, damn, this is real. It's like, it's more than again, because not only, because the YouTube and the internet can be a fucking cesspool of.
Yes, bro. No.
And it's like, oh, well, if I go to Tajay's channel, this guy is talking about the game and I'm excited about the game. I like it. I have a community because there's other people that like this thing that I like. And so this is a.
Right.
It's corny to say safe space, but it's just like, oh, this is a place
everybody says that. People's like, man, this comment section is like really positive. I feel safe here. I can just talk and not feel like I'm being attacked. But at the same time, since I was growing so fast and all these YouTubers making videos about me, which also like grew my clout like pretty quickly.
Yeah.
People would come to my videos, even though they don't like the game, they say they don't like me, they're watching every single video and just plastering comments. But at the same time, I noticed like YouTube algorithm, it does not care if the people like you or hate you. They just care about getting their money, right? So if you're getting views and a lot of people are coming into your stuff and they're playing their ads in your video, and they don't care if it's getting disliked or liked. They're pushing it out to more people, right?
Yeah.
So that's what was really making me grow faster. Like, I noticed that hate still helps you out. And then also I noticed, like, my ad revenue was just shooting through the roof. Like, I was getting way more views than I have subs, and I was just getting money. So at that point, I didn't care anymore. Like, it was like, bro, this is a monopoly. So like, I was just, that's why I like went to like upload every day. Like, that's why I did the series at first. I was like, I'm not gonna do the series because I feel like it's ruined, which I ruined the game. But then I saw the potential. I was like, bro, if I upload a video every single day, and then one, it works for people who want to be excited for the game. It helps their weight. And at the same time, I also like can throw jokes at the people who hate. And it made it to where like they're talking about me, throwing me on Reddit, putting my links everywhere, like mad, getting mad hate. Then it's like Neil Druckmann. That's whenever he started getting like in the mix of me. He's like tweeting under my stuff. He had like over 300,000 followers. People are going to see it. Haters follow Neil Druckmann. So it just gave me more attention, and it just like spiraled up. Like, that's how it really happened, I think, now that I think about it. Like, the hate is what really made me bigger.
It was dope because I just remember looking at some of these videos. I couldn't even finish them. I got so mad. I was like, fuck these motherfuckers. And
I didn't watch any of them. I decided not to even watch any because like, again, people were telling me there were spoilers in them, and I wasn't trying to be spoiled. People wanted me like to preserve the experience for my live stream. So yeah, of course. But like, a lot of people would tell me what people were saying. They're like, people send me like links to Reddit of people talking about me, so I could see like, you know, have an idea of what's going on in their mindset, so I could still have ways to like, you know, alter the game a bit to where they're still engaging into the content that they don't like. You know what I mean? Because like, whenever you're talking on the camera, you're pissing somebody off. People say they hate you, but it's like they still click on it. You know what I mean? So that's how I worked it. So
they hate watch and all that stuff. And I knew part, a lot of it had to be racist. Like, because it just,
bro, yeah.
When you're black and you go into a space that's dominated by white males, it's gonna be some shit. So and when you're better. It's like that thing where you got to be better. You got to be better than them just to exist. And it's just
Did you notice most people mad at this game are white males, though? Like, I haven't seen anybody, like, else really upset about this game. And a lot of the stuff was lies. Like, they're saying they have an agenda. Bro, by the time I got to the end of the game, like, I was trying to keep an open mind for an agenda or something. But, like, I didn't see anything. And I remember I was, like, at the end of my stream, I was like, bro, what were they talking about? And then, like, Kurt Morgan, I was in the chat, he was like, bro, it's all lies, like, all made up, bro. Like, the amount of lies that spread around the internet waiting for this game to drop was unreal.
Yeah. I think Naughty Dog just seems to be about inclusion. And so they just.
Yeah, they're progressive.
Yeah, so it's just like, yeah, I see why this is here. I get, okay. I mean.
I don't see anything wrong with that. Like,
I don't either.
Like,
no.
Yeah.
But it's just like white people collectively, when they see progress for a marginalized group, or especially black people, they feel like something's being taken away from them. That's just the playing field getting level, even more level than it's ever been. And that's why you see people like, you see all these actors coming out, oh, I voiced this black character, I'm stepping down from that. And it's like, you knew what the fuck you was doing when you took that part. You knew what you were doing, but you did it anyway. And X, Y, and Z. And Naughty Dog has this shit, like, you know, what's my girl?
Laura Bailey. I think with voice acting, personally for me, like, I feel like since the job of a voice actor is to, like, be able to play your voice into all these different characters, I feel like with voice acting, it shouldn't count. Like, I feel like the dude shouldn't have stepped down from his job because that's, like, 20 years an iconic voice, right? And now we're about to lose, like, Cleveland. Like, that's how I kind of see it. Like, I understand what he's doing. I appreciate it, but I think he should have stayed.
It's like like Jenny Slate did it, Kristen Bell. Like, I get like uncharted. I was like, okay, I get it. Sometimes because I like Naughty Dog as a company. Like, they've made games that's why I was so like, it fascinated me. Like, the fascinating thing to me about this whole Last of Us 2 thing with people hating is like, they've have a track record of at least giving you 5 games. If you just take the whole Naughty Dog series, 5 games that are fun, good. And you had The Last of Us, to me, which was one of the best gaming experiences I ever had in my life until June 19th.
Part 2.
Until a week or so ago. And it's like, I trust you. There has to be some type of trust. So I'm just going
to
say, like,
that's why the game's so anticipated. Like, they try to say, like, you're a bunch of fanboys. And like, but it's like, weren't a week ago before, like, when these leaks, before they even dropped, weren't you inside the same shoes as all of us? Like, how are you going to, like, exclude us now because you're mad whenever you were just like everyone else? Like, this is a highly praised game. That's why it is what it is. Like, nobody is being, quote unquote, and plus, anyways, sure, fanboy, whatever. When you're a fan of something, don't you usually hold it up to, like, a very high standard, you're passionate for it. So, like, do you have something you're passionate about yourself? Like, could we, like, it's just,
yeah,
like you said, successful is dumb. Like,
and I did see, well, you said you didn't see that many black dudes or black people that were against the game. I did see some. I saw quite a few, but it was almost
Tyrone,
like,
Magnus.
He was. I'm not trying to throw shots at him. I'm not. I actually watch his shit. Like, I think sometimes he has good shit. Like, his content is funny and everything like that. I just don't – just because I disagree with him about this game doesn't mean
that
I
won't – take anything away from him.
No,
yeah,
no,
because
exactly. he's funny. Yeah. He's an interesting personality.
That's the way it should be, though. But it's like people can't respect you. Like, even people who don't like the game, I respect their opinion. But – I was just having fun with the content. Like, I was getting a lot of hate. I just needed some way to turn it around and just make it fun for me. And that's what I did. That's why, like, I was calling them haters, like, joking around and stuff. And, like the studio liked it, too. Like, they were enjoying it themselves because they can't say anything. So, it was like, I was speaking on their behalf in a way. You know, just having fun with it.
Yeah.
So, it's like, yeah.
And, like, some of the black dudes that I saw, it was just, like, it wasn't even Tyrone Magnus. It was just other dudes. Like, they were trying to take shots at Tyrone Magnus. And it's like, dude, make your own video. Make your own content. Don't worry about him. Do what you do.
Yeah, that's one thing YouTubers, I think, need to stop doing is responding to each other's content. Like, that has to stop. Yeah. It's toxic.
Yeah, it's just like, just make the shit that you make and keep it moving. But, like, the people that I saw doing that, it seemed like they were aping these other guys to try to get clout instead of really just being authentically who they are. Like, cause you even said in your latest video, the I'm a shill video. If you really wanted to get money, you would be talking shit about the game.
Yeah, that's what everybody wants to see. Like, if in your title you have something, I even tested this at one point because in one of my countdown videos, I put I forgot what I titled it, but it was something like you could see it as negative, and the YouTube algorithm pushed it up so high. Like, but I can actually find the video. One sec. Let me see what I titled it. Like, yeah. I kind of like finessed the title a little bit. Let me see if I can find it. I put like Naughty Dog has like silenced the haters. Like, if you put something like toxic with Naughty Dog or The Last of Us 2, it was boosting up in the algorithm because that's everything. Like, that was everything that was going on with the game, which is toxicity. And it got watched heavily. It ranked. It's just crazy.
It's just, is this the most intense it's ever been for a game? Because you're in this.
Bro, it's unprecedented. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Okay. Because then I feel, because I haven't either. And I was trying to think about, like, what game have I ever been this excited about in my life? I'm 40. I can't think of anything. Right. I'll stand in line for Madden. I did that pre-order stuff. There were games when I was a kid that I was excited about, but it never, and I guess maybe that's with the advent of social media, just like, this is it. This is blah, blah, blah.
Right. Plus this game was arguably like one of the most anticipated games of all time, I think. So it's like,
yeah,
that played a part into it. The hype that the first one has, like, that's the first one's considered one of the greatest games of all time. Like, I think it's just the clout around the game as well.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, if the leaks didn't happen, people would have more of an open mind when playing the game, because I feel like so many people watched leaks and tried to make up what they thought the story was in their head and just said, you know what, I'm closing my mind off. I don't care. I'm not playing this. This is trash.
Dude,
but if you were to organically play the game, like I organically played it.
Yeah,
I was uncovering the game as I went on. You know, I didn't see a lot of like later stuff in the game. For instance, like, this is about to be a spoiler. I don't know if I should check out.
We're spoiling everything. So if you have, all
right, so kind of like, for instance,
let me just make I will say it in my intro, but I'll just say for right now, if you have not finished The Last of Us Part Two, stop it. Wait till you finish. Don't listen to this one. There's going to be another episode on Patreon that's not even related to this game. So, okay, continue.
All right, so for instance, like, people told me that Abby fighting Ellie was in the leaks, right?
Mm-hmm.
People thought that was, like, the ending of the game.
Yeah.
For instance, Joel's death. I guess people got really mad about that.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, the only two I know about that people said were in there.
Well, I when that shit went down, because I was so thirsty for anything on this game.
Bro, sucked you right in. Right?
My shit was spoiled, so I have I have your playthrough running on mute as we're talking. But it's like, so I appreciated like those moments, like of you seeing it, like when you were playing like on the 18th. I watched your like up until like we found out about Joel getting murdered. And that reaction,
right.
I was like, so I kind of live vicariously through you watching it. But as somebody,
bro, it's crazy though, because if you're somebody who doesn't watch the promotion for this game, like for instance, I didn't see it coming until I saw Nora and Jordan. Jordan, we didn't know his name at the time. It's the guy with the switchblade that had the knife up to Ellie. And then Nora, obviously, she was looking for Nora. And I was like, yo, I was like, is that Nora? I was like, wait, is that Jordan? And then he was like, it looks like y'all heard of me or something. I was like, yo, bro. Yeah. It happened. I was like, yo, that's crazy, bro. I was freaking. But the acting, like, whenever people thought I was celebrating his death because I was like, yo, this acting, because, like, you know how Ellie was like, oh, you're going to fucking die. I was like, bro, that acting is amazing. Like, bro, I felt the intensity in the scene. I was like, yo, this acting is amazing. And people, like, thought of me praising his death or something.
No.
You know, people
tried to
nitpick
everything.
That dude was
trolling. I saw that Twitter exchange. That dude was trolling. And then somebody on the Taj Squad pulled up the video and took a clip of you reacting like the exact moment, and it wasn't what that troll said.
Right.
I was spoiled, and it's still, you have to play the fucking game.
Yeah, you got to play it.
You have to experience this for yourself. There were certain moments where I knew, even with the, like, what do you call those? What were those four or five videos that they did? Those behind the games, behind the game things that PlayStation
did?
Oh,
they did the, behind the details?
Yeah, behind the details. Yeah. Like, when they showed certain points, like, I smiled a lot while I was playing this game. I was like, I can't fucking believe this. Like,
I was just so happy. Yeah. And then people got also understand, like, this is the vibe that I had, okay? This is how I felt when streaming the game. I can't even really get too emotional. Like, there was points I was like, yeah, they said that, like, I was so happy I couldn't be brought down. Like, for instance, I'm like, man, like, the embargo for streamers goes on Thursday. People ought to be playing this game. And I was like, bruh, like, I could have been streaming this Thursday morning, early as hell, one of the first, and I'm not. And I was like, I didn't really care too much. I was like, I got to wait, and I got to, like, close off the internet. I remember Arnie from Naughty Dog, he's, like, the PR person. He messaged me. He was like, you got your code, yes? Like, question, like, what are you doing? Like, you got your code, right? I'm like, it was, like, 4 a.m. I'm like, bro, like, what do you mean? I, like, went through my email, and days ago, like, Sony Interactive Entertainment reached out to me, like, before the embargo and stuff, and gave me, like, a review copy, and I didn't even know it.
Wow.
It
was so you were playing it on the 18th. What was the date of that email that you got from Sony?
I got it on the 16th. That's when they gave it out to, like, PewDiePie. Or PewDiePie didn't get it earlier. That's when they gave it out to, like, for instance, people like Robin Gaming, Nick A30, like, all the big creators, the Rad Brad. I got it with all, like, the content creators who play the game. That's when I got mine.
Okay, because I was like, because it
kinda... And, like, I'm actually glad I didn't see it till Thursday, because I feel like if I would have saw it Tuesday, I wouldn't have, like, bro, I wouldn't have been able to contain myself. I probably just started it and finished the game.
Yeah, you should have just played it. Yeah. Because my thing was, like, I was kind of mad because I was like, I'm looking at all these whack motherfuckers on you. I'm looking at people.
Bro, like, everybody who had, like, no interest in the game until it's coming out, like, they all, like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, people.
A lot of people are saying that.
People not as good. I was just saying, how are these people getting these review copies? How are these people, like, are you kidding me? And then, so when you actually got it, I was like, okay, cool. And I didn't want.
I was like, yo, freaking out, bro. So I was excited. I booted up the stream. Bam, like 2,000 people watching. Neil Druckmann's like, yo, I'm reacting to you reacting. Like, everybody sitting there watching, people in the chat. I can see, like, going crazy. I was just excited. Like, I can't believe I was playing the game. Like, and then I noticed I missed the email, and it's like, wow. Like, you're freaking shaking, loading up the game. You know, like, you got it. Like, you're literally shaking to start it. Like, bro, I was just in a whole nother, like, vibe.
Did it mess up your pre-order for the game, like, that you already paid for? Or how does that work?
What I had to do was, it just, since I did already pre-order it, technically, I guess I didn't get the game for free, but it unlocked it to where I could just play it right away.
Oh, that's good. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was dope.
But the thing is, you have to enter it on another account. Like, since, the thing is, the code, they told me it glitches if, like, let's say you pre-ordered the game prior and they give you the code, you can't use the code on the account that you bought the game on. So I had to, like, log into a second account, enter the code, and then I could jump in. That's the only, like, mess up with it, but.
Yeah. That's dope, man. I was happy for you that you got it, because I was just kind of like, I was chomping at the bit to play, and I thought that I was going to, like, that first, you know, once it loaded, I thought that my ass was going to fall asleep or something, but I think I played for maybe until about 4 a.m.
I played like 8 hours my first.
I see, like, yeah, that's what I got. I got that running in the background. And then I woke up and played all day. I think I got up until, like, my first playthrough, my first, like, session was, like, I got to maybe the generator. When you get all the gas and you gas up the And it's so let's do this. So let's like just like get into it with like, what did you like about the game overall? Like, your overall thoughts on the game before we break it down.
Overall takeaway, I always felt like The Last of Us, like, I know it's not just some, like, zombie game. It's more about the story. Like, it's more of, like, a game about its characters and the fact that the real evil in the world is, like, people, and that's who you should be afraid of. Yeah. But I feel like the first game was just lacking with just the pressure from Infected. And I've always, like, championed that they should, like, make Infected more of a bigger role. And it should have a bigger presence in the second game. And when I played the second game, that's exactly what happened. So I was very thrilled. Mm-hmm. Like, at certain points, I feel like I was playing Resident Evil. Kind of like in the hospital with Abby. It was, like,
God.
Dark. It was
that wrecked me. That shit wrecked me, dog. Like, you're a more experienced gamer than me. But that shit, I had to stop. and I was so mad at myself that I couldn't get past. I restarted the encounter. I made sure I had my supplies, and
right.
But that shit,
Abby, it felt like a true survival game. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was rocking with this Infectimus game. That's the best. That's like the biggest thing I took away, as well as like the level design. Like, it has a lot of verticality to it, and there's like a lot of different. It's very open and broad with what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I also like about it as well. I feel like the level design is amazing in this game. Stepped up like over anything Naughty Dog's done.
What do you think about this? To me, like, I feel like, one, I agree with you with the infected. I thought that it was more of a presence with the infected, and it made the game more, it made me uneasy in a good way. Like, I would say, like, my first experience, that first experience in the subway with those with the Shamblers,
yeah, bro. They introduced it amazing.
Oh my god, dude! When she that introduction when Ellie is crawling, is it the first introduction?
Through the vent,
yeah, through the vent, and you can
hear
them and shit.
The explosion, and they're like, they're burning up, and she's like, "What is that?" Like, bro.
Oh my god, dude! Like, I was like, I hated that shit in those enclosed spaces. I fucking hate. I was like, oh my god, and. Every time, like, a Shambler would happen, it would just be, like, not so much, like, when you get to Hillcrest, but, like, if you're in a hotel or something, and a Shambler, but I fucking hated that.
Yo, what you think about that bloated boss fight in the patrol run flashback with Joel?
Oh, my God, dude. That was sick. That was...
Yeah, it was amazing.
That was incredible. Like, that was just, like... They're not fuck. Cause I knew, like, when I saw
you
that,
you felt the tension. She's like breaking through the walls, bro. It was insane, bro.
And like having those headphones, like I did buy those, the limited edition, like three gold.
Yeah, the gold.
The gold joints.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I don't know what I'm doing with the volume. It doesn't seem like it's loud enough. But it when I was playing it, I felt some shit. Like I was very like my anxiety levels were high. Like I was immersed. I never felt immersed in a game like that, especially with
right?
headphones.
Headphones, it's different, man. It's different. It's a lot better.
And it was just like
a lot better.
The infected to me, one of the best and annoying parts of the game. Like by the time you get to Santa Barbara, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Why? You know, but that's just a testament to the game, you know. But to me, I wanted to ask you this. Like, I feel like Naughty Dog took everything that they learned from the Uncharted series, the first Last of Us Part 1.
Oh, yeah.
And they put it into Part 2. Like, I noticed, like, just, you know, like, it's not an open world game, but it is very open. And when you get to downtown Seattle, I was like, this shit is just like Lost Legacy in a great
way.
Yeah,
I was blown away how they did it. Yeah, it was really good. And, like, what I liked how they did it is, like, when they had that open section, the objective that you had to do was so general and, like, so broad to where you just have to make it to this, like, get this gate open or whatnot. That it's not very – it doesn't hold a lot of attention to the actual plot of the game.
Right.
So, like, you can explore and not feel, like, unimmersed because let's say you got some boss fight you got to go into and you're just, like, exploring Seattle for some reason. Like, no, it was, like, you got to find gas to get this gate open. And while you're there, you're just exploring the town. So that it felt – true to how it would happen in real life, like just organic, and I like that.
And
it didn't feel like I was being dragged away from the story plot at all.
Right, you know, like that first gate when Ellie is like she's climbing up. I was like, oh my god, this is fucking incredible.
Like the platforming sequence.
Yeah.
We have to find it. Yes.
Shit, man! Like they're really taking everything that they learned from what they did. Because I just recently played.
And what I liked about it, too, they made it for, like, Ellie's not as, like, floaty when she jumps. She doesn't latch on things. Like, it's a realistic, like, run and jump. Like, she doesn't air a lot. Like, you have to really
time that shit.
Get it down the right. And she's not super, like, she's not, like, a climbing master. Like, she's just.
No,
you know?
She's definitely not Aloy from Horizon Zero Dawn.
Right. And then kind of like with Abby on the bridge.
Yeah.
Like, that's a very realistic feel of, like, how you would be,
Yeah, and the way they set that up, like, it was just, like, I was like, man, this is, because I just played The Lost Legacy. I just finished that about a little over a month ago. And I was just like, why was I wasting time and not playing this game? once I really understood what they were trying to do, I was like, oh, this is amazing. You know, this
Lost Legacy was great.
Yeah, like it was just like it was awesome. What else did you like? What else did you like about it? What about gameplay?
About part two, I liked all the gameplay. Amazing.
Yeah.
I like how really it's the AI. When you, like how they communicate when you shoot them, the blood gargling, like it's very surreal in a way. Like I've never felt the game like you feel the impact behind what you're doing. Yeah. Like for instance, you kill a you stealth kill like an owner of their dog with their walking with the dog in the dark, like whimpering, like brushing up on them, trying to see what's going on. Or like you kill a dog, they're like crying out for the dog. You kill somebody's like brother or something. Like it's I like that. It like adds weight to what you're doing. Like because usually when you play a game, you're killing stuff. You don't really have that feel of like it's just an NPC, nobody cares. Like I'm just massacring people. Whenever you're playing as Ellie and you're killing these people, it's like you feel like you're really killing people. Like I don't know. Like it's wild. And there's like finisher moves. There's like the dive mechanic. Like that prone mechanic, it works wonders. I like that prone.
Yeah.
It adds another level to the game.
When I go back to the game, like I seen people that were just like masterful with like Ellie, just like they did
on something. Twitter with the GIFs.
Yeah. Did you see like Neil retweeted something like this dude was like, he shot somebody and then he went prone. And like he had Ellie go
lit up the Molotov.
Yeah, I was. What? Yeah, that shit is
crazy. Stuff.
That shit is incredible.
Did you know Ellie? She could like grab a like she could grab a person. Like let's say you're holding them hostage, you can walk them into infected and they'll die by the infected. She'll let go. You can like do like Nathan Drake like jump attack. It's more realistic. So, like you jump, you have to like press square and she like does like a move. Like it, she does. She has a lot of moves you can do that they don't tell you about.
Yeah, that's what I have. Like I just stealth most of the shit. Like I saw
and that dodge mechanic.
Oh my god, yeah, dodging.
Yeah,
like she's to me. Well, I don't want to get into it right now, but I did like the fact that they had that Left Behind moment where you're in the subway. I think it's the first time you're in the subway. And you could just throw a bottle, and the clickers will get the WLF folks, and they'll like
right.
Kill
oh
each
yeah
other.
Yeah yeah yeah. That's when they introduced how you could use them against each other.
Yeah,
yeah.
I really love that mechanic where you could use that, and they fight. And the gameplay did seem more fluid to me. Like I didn't care. Like I knew what Naughty Dog was trying to do. Like after years of Drake killing all these like black and brown people in these other foreign countries and shit. It's just like, and they get, oh my God, Sheila. I was just like, fuck Sheila.
Right.
You know,
one thing I will say about like Uncharted, what I loved about Uncharted, it has like, I never thought about it, but it has a very diverse cast.
They do. Yeah. They do.
Very diverse.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked all of them. I mean, I obviously like, 4 was, you know, like ground.
Like in Uncharted 3, they had like, for instance, like they have representation for like Muslims being heroic. Like what's his name in the desert? I forgot his name. I don't know if it's Asim or something like that. He has like the blue.
I don't want to.
But yeah, that
up.
Character.
Somebody's probably yelling.
They
at
have
us.
They have the Caribbean pirate guy from Uncharted 3. They have Timson. I don't exactly know what he is. I think he's like some type of like tribal. They have him. They have like, of course, Nathan Drake, the white guy. They have like Eddie Raja was a villain.
Uh-huh.
Like they just had like so many different characters with like different walks of life in that game.
My thing is next IP they got to give us a black character.
I think they're doing it.
They got to give us one. And
I think they're doing it.
And that's going to be problematic to a certain demographic, but
game's still going to sell though,
and it's still going to make a lot of money. It's just like the same shit. It's the same shit that they do.
Yeah,
with
it's
kind of
like Ellie proved that you can have a female on a case and it sells crazy, and Ellie's gay too.
I would argue that's the best. I think she's the best character I've ever played. She's my
a lot of people say that
she's at least my favorite character. I mean, we'll get into that, but. What were some things that you didn't like, that you liked less
than? Didn't like about the game?
Yeah.
see, that's a hard one because, like, everything I wanted to be improved on did show up improved. If I had to give one gripe, at the very beginning, when I was first playing on Ellie's side, I felt like I didn't – the characters, like, I liked them. But I felt like I didn't have as much – like, at the beginning of the game, it's like they're pushing these characters how they're really deep in the story. But you really don't have much connection, but, like, over time playing the game, it grows on you. You know what I mean? Right. So, at first, it's like I didn't care about Jesse too much at first.
Okay.
I didn't like Dina how I would have liked Joel, but like it grows on you as you play. And I think that's just how it is since they're all new characters. You got to give it time. But that's like my only complaint. I didn't feel like I had a lot of like huge connection to the characters at first, but it came with time.
Yeah. So. I think I would probably feel different on a second playthrough. My only gripe was
pacing, maybe.
I felt like I know what they were trying to do with Abby, and I got all the beats. I think they nailed all the beats where you're supposed to have empathy and you're supposed to
A lot of people do have pacing issues with it. But at the end of the day, though, that is one thing. Like I feel like Naughty Dog games don't have completely perfect yet, and that is pacing. Like Uncharted 4, amazing game, but there's a few pacing issues in it. But like the perfect paced game they've ever made was Uncharted 2. I think that's the most perfect pacing game they've ever done.
A lot of
people.
That's
because, like.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I think the reason why it's the best is because, think about Uncharted 2 that you probably haven't noticed if you go back and play. Every location that, like, the entire journey, you play the entire thing. There's never, like, a cut. He ends up in another place. He never, like, travels, like, through, like, you know, a skip. Like, if Nathan Drake's entire journey in Uncharted 2, you organically play and progress all the way through it. From like the location, beat to beat, beginning to end. Nothing's like skipped around. Nothing's like, it's all one organic. You literally could run from the beginning through the end and you see the entire transition, everything as you, like in the end play.
Yeah. I feel like
that's what I like about Uncharted 2.
Most of my thing with what I didn't like about this game was just mainly my own. It was just my own personal shit. It's just like me being like, I got to finish this so I can talk to Tajay about it. I have to finish this so I can be a part of everything else that comes with finishing a game like this.
So at one point you felt like it was too long or something, maybe?
Some points. Like I just felt like the main part that I felt like was just the island when you're on Scar Island, when you're with the Seraphites and you're fighting them. I felt like it was a little too much. And then maybe that could have been my style of play where I just, like, I waited them out.
It didn't fit the Last of Us world to you?
Yeah. Like, it it wasn't bad. And I think the next time that I play through it, I'll just maybe have more fun with it. Because if
you're
going
to... That part was incredible. It was, like, the set pieces. Bro, this game's set pieces.
The set pieces are incredible. Like, I'm not talking about, like when it's burning and you're going through that. It's like the lead into that was just kind of like... Okay, all right.
But yeah, I feel you.
But other than that, it wasn't. It's like I see what they're doing. It's like Avengers Endgame was like 3 hours long. So if this is a video game and it's a AAA game and it's the swan song for a generation of a system, I get it. I'm not mad at it. I can't really be mad at that shit. You know what I mean? So it's not. It's just a very small gripe where I think this game is incredible. So it was just kind of like, it was just mainly my own bullshit. I think I'm just going to chalk it up to my own bullshit of just like trying to finish it. Like there are just certain moments where it's just like all the beats that you need, like the minute that Abby decides to go back to get those kids, it's like, okay, well, I got to ride with her. You know what I mean?
Right.
And obviously what she does in the beginning of the game is warranted, even though it's a beloved character.
Yeah, she also, what people don't see, because a lot of people don't really pay attention to Abby's side, she actually felt regretful for what she did.
It wasn't, and that's,
didn't solve anything.
Dog, that's like what even Ashley Johnson said it. She said it on the Kinda Funny Games podcast where they did like a spoiler cast with Greg.
I have to finish that.
It's really good. Neil Troy and Ashley, and they talked about the game and whatnot, you could tell, like, Ashley Johnson was like, she didn't even feel any relief after she killed Joel. Like, Abby did not feel any relief.
Like, yeah, she had nightmares.
Yeah, like, she didn't feel, like, she's like, this wasn't what I thought it was, and therefore, I'm fucking done. She was done after that, where it was just like, okay.
That's also why she felt like this obligation to, like, help these kids.
Yes.
Like, she felt like it was her redemption in a way. And Yara was like, you know, Abby, like, you're a good person. And she's like, no, I'm not. Like, you don't know what I've done. Like, she was, like, emotional. Like,
yeah.
She showed all types of remorse, and people ignored it this entire beat because they hate, like, blindly hate her. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Abby has, the thing about Abby in the last part, too, she's the most fleshed out character because she's brand new and she's a new protagonist, and they have to get us to understand. Like, people are saying they're, like, doing this, like, pandering to her, like, doing these forced sections with her, but it's like they're trying to introduce this new character who could really bring the series forward. Like, I think if there's a part three, it'll be Abby and Ellie again. It'll be Abby and Ellie's game. Part two is Abby and Ellie's game as well. It's just as much Abby's game. That's why they have her on the still bookcase on the other side instead of having Joel. Like, it's Abby and Ellie's game. And this whole story won't happen without Abby. This
right.
game wouldn't have happened without Abby. It can't.
I feel like we predicted. I re-listened to our the episode that you were on in October yesterday. We were right about a few things. We were right about that episode was us spitballing on what we thought based on what they gave us with those trailers.
Right.
We said that she was going to be playable. There's no way, if you take that 2016 reveal trailer out, which is really, now that we've played,
it's just an announcement.
It's just an announcement. Joel is essentially a ghost, like everybody kind of alluded to, or everybody really said in that trailer.
Right.
But if you just take, if you take that 2016 reveal trailer out, Abby is the first person you see. That's the first person that this game is about. There's no way. There's no reason for Naughty Dog.
That is the first person we see when it comes to the real actual game.
Yeah,
Abby is the first character we saw.
Yeah,
that's I didn't even think about that. You're right.
And the what do you call it? The PR was that fucking hammer. It was that hammer with her holding the hammer, and you're like, what the fuck is this? And it's just like, okay, go ahead.
She's like she's the main protagonist of this game.
Exactly.
Most definitely. Yeah.
There's no getting around that. So to me, it was no surprise that we were going to play, because we talked about it. She's a playable character. We even said in that episode that
they'll go straight into gameplay after the stalkers. It was clickers in the trailer, but they replaced the stalkers and they run up on her.
And dude, thank God there were stalkers, because if they were clickers, I'd still be playing that shit right now.
Because clickers are one hit kill.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So like,
but man,
that shit, and that was another one of those moments where
did you have chills? Wait, not to cut you off. Wait, actually finish.
Exact. Did I have chills? Yes, I was smiling. I knew what was coming when I saw
it. Yeah, yeah. It's like, and what I liked about it, they kept the same composement. Like, you know that. And it goes black screen. Well, they kept it like, and then like, boom, you're fucking playing it. I was like, yo, like this shit, it hits different. Cause like, it did the same camera pans to the hammer, but it didn't cut the game off. You know, like now you're like, it literally kept the camera that you're playing. And then the second you press square, the camera like pans back to it. Like, bro, it was perfect. Perfect.
Dude, it was so dope. Like, it was just like, I was like, I can't fucking believe I'm playing this. They're letting me play this shit. This is like,
you're making me want to play it again right now. Like, I've already played it twice, and I've also done like multiple encounters. So, like, just playing the encounters, just having fun shooting people. I gotta do a third playthrough talking about the game now. Like,
so if you do that, if you do the new game plus, like, I could literally just take that submachine gun and play it in an.
Okay. You'll have the submachine gun right in there. Everything, all your whole artillery.
Oh my god, that's awesome. So I probably will, but I just needed some time to like. It's a heavy game, but I wanted. So I guess like more on Abby was just like, well, we could just talk about her first. I mean, I felt like Naughty Dog really like for a mainstream AAA game. They took a lot of risks with this, and I think it paid off for me. Like, as a as a consumer, I was just like, they're really,
as a gamer, it's definitely. Like it's,
go ahead.
We gotta stop getting the same stuff. Like people want things that, like, I don't think creators should pander to an audience. Like I don't think creators should pander to make things people want to be made. Because then at that point, we're not creators. We don't have the creativity that they have. If they go by everything we want, all these products would just be the
shit
same.
Shit would be trash. You know what I mean? Just like fan service. And I think that I feel like what some of the things we mentioned, I feel like was fan service. Like, oh, the thing that you can make infected attack the humans. That to me, that's part of fan service. Like, oh, to make the gameplay, to enhance the gameplay. That's fun. I don't know, but like, I just felt like what they were doing. It was just like we are pulling out all the stops. We're pushing this system to the max, and we're gonna tell you the story. I was just like, okay, if this is a story that Neil Druckmann wants to tell, I'm here for it. Like I didn't have any preconceived things like, well, this has to happen. That's what was like interesting to me about the people that were upset, even with the leaks. You know, how do you think things are supposed to happen? Like this is, I mean, do you not know what world we're in when we're playing this game?
Right. Like
anybody can get it. What this reminded me of, I don't know.
Oh, a perfect example of this. All right. Now, don't you lie to me. Be honest. When you're playing as Abby going through that sniper section, you felt determined to get that fuck, right? You felt determined to kill that man, right?
Hell yeah.
But you was like, man, I got to get this. Especially after Manny got headshotted instantly, you're like, bro, I got to get this guy. Like, you're like, you felt the intensity, right? Then, boom. You see that it's Tommy. You're like, yo! You're tripping, right?
Yeah, I was
man,
like,
my boy. Yeah, like, Manny got clapped instantly by Tommy. You went to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, guess what? Abby comes back. Jesse runs through that door. Bang! Quick draw headshot, just like Manny. Like these people, it's realistic. Like, there's no theatrics. There's not no fabricated death. That people just, you can come and go just like that. You never know when it's your turn.
And
Manny had no idea. He's just trying to help get the door open and get to him. Boom! Headshot. He came back to the other side. Jesse's trying to get to Tommy. Hurry up, Abby. Bang! Headshot. Like, you know, like it's crazy. Especially us. We're playing the game, playing as Ellie. You know, like you can quick draw. Boom! Headshot. The enemies you're trying to get past. Like. Everybody can get it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I liked about it. Like, it's crazy.
A lot of the critics were saying that it reminded them of, like, an HBO series where, like, and obviously, you know, they're going to make a series out of this. I hope I get cast as a soldier or something. I could do something. I could play somebody in Pittsburgh that Joel chokes out. I'll do it because I'll be a part of the canon. Whatever. Anyway.
Right.
What it reminded me of was, like, it, not necessarily an HBO miniseries. It reminded me of like a BBC miniseries, like a show. Like I don't know if you're familiar with like Luther or like any of these shows, but I'll paint the picture for you. In a BBC miniseries, you could have a main character get clapped in an instant. You could know about his family life or his wife or anything like that, and this guy or girl could just be taken from you in an instant. It doesn't matter. Like, they do not give a fuck. And that's what it was like playing this game. Like, especially with the way Manny went out, especially the way that Jesse went out, where, like, I hear people say that Lev is, like, the purest character.
He is.
He killed his mama. Even though he killed his mama?
He had to, though. His mom was going to kill him.
Well, I mean, I would I would throw.
He was even upset about it, like shook.
He was like, shook. No, he was. I like Lev. I would argue that maybe Jesse might be one of the like
the period.
Purest. Like the
honestly, you have to be right because literally he was still loyal and
he was loyal,
loving
dog.
Ellie, even though Ellie took his girl, bro.
Yeah, he could be like, fuck her, dog. I'm standing.
Bro, yeah,
Johnson.
I'd be salty. Yeah, I would have been salty if I was. I've been salty if I was, what's his name, Jesse.
Because I don't think I realized in the story. Did you realize in the story when they were talking, we got a male, I don't know if it was like when you get to Hillcrest, but they were like, we got a male, this guy's doing this thing. That was Jesse. It wasn't Tommy.
Right.
I didn't realize that, I don't think, until maybe I was looking at somebody's playthrough or something, like a video. And it just, like, Jesse comes to get her. And then, you know, he's back. Jesse could have been, like, that moment where he, where she was like, oh, Joel thought that, like, I had a crush on you. And he's like, oh, really? He's like, oh, no. He's like, I admire Joel. It shouldn't be down like that. Joel, I looked up to Joel. He was the one, like, you know, the moment that, one of the moments that fucked with me in a good way, that was like, Ellie, you tripping. Before the Nora scene, and I want to talk about that, but
Nora, she played me just like she played, like she played me in real life, like she played Ellie.
Dog, like, so the part where you're out with Jesse, and they're trying to figure out where to go to find, I guess they're trying to get to the marina, and then they hear on the radio, they're like, oh, there's a man, he's blah blah blah, he's a whatever. They know that that's Tommy. And,
right.
And Jesse's like, oh, we got to go this. Let's go this way. And
Ellie's, and then like, Ellie's like, no, he's fine. Like,
yeah.
See, that's the thing about Ellie. What people don't realize, Ellie did. She went the lowest in this game morally. She went the lowest of the low.
Yeah.
In this game.
Yeah.
And people are blind to it. Ellie is worse than Abby in this game when it comes to her morals.
Like, I love Ellie to death. Like,
but also like seeing that dark Ellie. I kind of enjoyed it, you know what I mean? But like, I was like, bro, you're going to, like, she walked out. Like, remember in the trailer, we kind of felt like Jesse walked out on Ellie.
Yeah.
But like, no, Ellie walked out on Jesse and Tommy. Like, mm-hmm. she was like going to leave him. Like, that's effed up. You know?
And he was like, I hope you make it. I was like, oh shit. Cause as a player, when that happened, I was like, oh, you just going to leave me with all these people? What did you go straight for the boat, or did you kill everybody? I killed everybody.
I killed everybody.
Okay. Yeah, I killed everybody before I got on the boat. I was just like, oh, you leaving? Oh, word? And then that's where it just kind of took a turn for me, where it was like, this shit is fucked up. This shit, right. Ellie, this shit isn't right. And so when you get to Nora, because I was excited about that shit. I remember planning on, I was like, oh, I'm going to get, I gave myself, I was like, okay, I'm going to kill Nora, and then that's going to be it. You know what I mean? I was like, yo, I'm killing Nora, and I'm turning it off. Dude, when you get to that scene with Nora, that was the most anticipated thing, because like, you see that scene in the story trailer where everything's red. You're in the hospital. You're in the basement.
Yeah,
hospital.
But also like how it felt like God of War was like Cap Square. Have you ever played God of War?
I have not finished it. I got to replay it from the. I know.
And that was a brutal scene. Like Ellie literally tortured Nora because she was like, "I'm my friend," and then she comes back. He's all like shaking up and stuff, and she's like, "Abby's like right here." She tortured Nora literally like until she spoke.
Dog.
Like we you would think that we killed her. But she actually tortured her. She got her to finally talk, but we didn't get to see it. Like, that's dark, bro.
That was going to be my question to you, because even after you hit her those two or three times, she's not dead?
No, she tortured. Because if you listen to the cut, she's like,
I made her
I'm
talk.
Not like, I'm not talking. I'm not giving up my friend.
Right.
So, like, do what you got to do, whatever. So then she starts hitting her. She's like, like, she hits her three times. You hear, like, crying and stuff. And then when she goes back, like, after the cutscene goes black and she's back on screen, she has the map and she's, like, shaking. She's like, Abby's right here, which means she yelled at the talk. She beat her until she spoke, which is crazy, bro. That it's shit, like, bro, we get to see it.
I watched you play that sequence and like, you, it was like, you were like, this bitch.
No, I was frustrated, bro. Like, I wanted to get her.
Yo, like. And that's how I felt.
I was
too.
So frustrated. I was like pressing the wrong buttons on the sticks, trying to chase her. Like, cause I felt it. Cause I was like, yo, I was really starting to feel for her. I felt like Ellie too. Cause she was like, you hear her screams, like hear screams or whatnot. And she's like, well, like you could tell Ellie lets her guard down a bit. Like she gets emotional. Like, mm-hmm. like you didn't want to do that either. And he's like, yeah, that bitch got what he deserved. You can just feel the shift of the emotion, bro.
Okay, this is
insane.
This is something I wanna talk about. Like so when I was watching the Kind of Funny Games podcast, that spoiler cast, it's something that was really profound to me that Ashley Johnson might have said it. Basically, Ellie is trying to be like Joel, but she's not. And the interesting thing was, like, when you get to that, when you get to the hotel in Seattle, and you see those two hostages of Tommy's, Ellie, like, right, explains to Dina and to us, really, that, okay, this is a hostage tactic. You make both guys.
Yeah, that's
talk.
What Joel did in the first game. Yeah, yeah. So you get the other person to point, and then you get the other person to talk, and if it doesn't add up, you beat him.
Yeah,
so it's like,
and one of them did kill. One of them was one of the WLF that killed Joel, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you get that scene. And Ellie's like, yeah, this is you know, because she's kind of like,
this is Tommy.
Yeah, this is what happened. You know what I'm doing. I'm blah 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 blah. And then you get to that scene with Nora, and it's like, Joel would have did this, but I'm not right with this shit. This is not. She was never the same. When she gets back to that hotel, the first, she was never the same, dog.
Yeah, she was shook up by how brutal. Yeah. Plus, the thing is, Nora was by herself, so, like, she had to hear the talk.
Right.
And then the second time, that's when she got to do it, when she got up on Owen and Mel.
Exactly.
And she was like, you point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she could right. not, she was not, that was not her. And she's 19 years old. Joel was, like, a grizzled, Joel has seen years, been through years of doing that shit. And I kind of think I want to go into something else with this, but I kind of want to get your thoughts on this, where it's just like, and just like see where, you know, if my thinking is all right with this, where it's like, I've just felt like she was never the same after she killed Nora. I was never the same about Ellie after that scene. As much as a gamer that I wanted that scene, that sequence, when you beat Nora, it was like, ooh, this is where it gets like, I'm talking tough with you in October. Like, I don't give a fuck. Whatever I gotta do, I gotta. I'm killing everybody. You killed my father, basically. I ain't had shit. You killed this dude.
Right.
I'm fucking everybody up.
And I wanted to hurt Nora though. That's the thing.
Exactly. And then
when you see how it affects her after, mm-hmm.
It's just like, oh shit. But then you go back out, and then you get to the marina. It was something that was so ominous about the aquarium and all that stuff. Like, even in the photographs, I just thumbed through the art book, the
right
and everything like that. And then I just remember like those behind the details. I was like, oh my god, this some shit is really gonna go down there. Something's gonna happen with that fucking Ferris wheel, and.
Right. So the thing is, like, me, I didn't go through any art books or anything. I played the entire game first.
I did after. I just opened mine today. I just opened it today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was just like.
What?
Go ahead.
No, what are you saying?
I was just going to say, just looking, you know, when those behind the details videos came out, it was something that was just really ominous about that. Like, I felt like, oh, something's really going to go down there with, like.
Oh, yeah, because they kept showing it.
Yeah, they kept showing it, and I was just like, okay, Ellie.
In the sunset, they showed it. They showed it, like, in the rain going toward, like, they showed it multiple times. Ellie looking over on top of the moon looking at it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And it's just like.
Also,
go ahead.
I would say whenever it comes to the promotions of the game, like, all the PR, like, the state of play, the mm-hmm. trailers, they really didn't show anything.
They didn't.
Like, as I said, they didn't show anything, bro. What I played is not at all what I was expecting.
It's so funny because, like, even Greg Miller was like, yeah, you know, when I played the demo, Jesse pulls me aside and says, you think I ever... No, it's Joel pulls you.
It's Joel. Yeah, it's Joel. That's why I actually said that. I remember back in the day when that trailer first came out, I had a theory that it wasn't Joel. Mm-hmm. But then... Greg Miller, he played the game. I watched him talk about it. He was like, yeah, the scene that was indeed Joel that pulled me back. Like, that was the scene. So I was like, oh, guys, my bad. Like, I was wrong. It's actually Joel there. Like, it's Joel. I told everybody, like, yo, that's Joel. Greg Miller said this. I even, like, showed them that he said that or whatnot. And then, boom. Like, I played the game. It's Jesse.
Yeah, like, I was what? Like, oh, shit. Yeah. That was. And
they also, like.
Go ahead.
I talked to them, like, because I was breaking down their trailers, right? And I talked to him after I played the game. I was like, yo, y'all switched around. So, like, because in my trailer breakdowns, most of my ideas stayed on those outfits. That's how I tried to keep my timeline going on, the outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And they swapped, like, when it goes to the flashbacks, they put it towards the present-day characters. So you can't tell if the flashback is after revenge. Like, you can't tell what's going on in the story. Like, it's crazy, bro. They help the story down really good, and I don't see anything wrong with that. Like, I see people are offended by that, but yeah, it's like they're trying to preserve the experience. That's what you should do.
They did
like
kind of
like
job.
In the Lost Legacy trailers, they had Nadine and Chloe fighting in the helicopter. That never happened in the game.
Right, it was fighting that dude, the main guy,
yeah,
main bad guy. Yeah, like I all like right. Ellie had that baseball shirt on when they go up in there, and they meet they find those two kids that left Jackson.
Right, left Jackson, and then he shot the girl. He couldn't kill himself.
Right, so it's right. Just like I didn't have any problem with that, but you know, as a you know, content creator, as somebody who loves the game, and you're trying to break down and figure stuff out. That's the
it
fun.
Makes it hard.
Yeah, it makes it hard.
It makes it fun though.
Yeah, and it's just like that's what we did with, you know, the first time you were on. So I didn't have
right.
I wasn't mad at them for that. I was like, oh, thanks for.
I'm gonna be ready now for these next trailers, bro. It's gonna make me open up my mind a bit more, though. I'm not gonna lie. Next game they do, I'm gonna be on one, bro. I'm gonna be able to. I'm gonna be better, bro. I ain't gonna let them trick me up too much, or I'm gonna try to at least.
So I guess like in that scene like that. Like, just to close off what we were talking about with Ellie trying to be Joel and not being – still having some of her humanity left that we really don't fully experience until we see that, you know, she lets Abby go, the barn, and then she lets Abby go in Santa Barbara.
Right.
That was just
Did you want to kill Abby? I just want to ask you that. Did you want Abby to die?
Yeah. I could have killed her. I felt like I wouldn't have minded. I wouldn't have minded it.
This is how dark Ellie went. This is how blind we are. Look at this. Lev is a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Abby was like, I'm not going to fight you. I'm not doing this. She put a knife up to a 13-year-old child and says, you're fighting me.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm going like, bro, that is low. That is foul.
It is fucked up. And then Abby was like, all right, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Like, come like, on, bro.
Right. She's like, all right, okay. I want to talk about Santa Barbara, but I just felt like that was when everything just went fucking haywire. And then that's when Ellie realized, yeah, we should go back.
Right. They're teasing the part three, bro.
I don't think.
Kurt Morgan at the end of my stream, like, he was like, look at the like he was like, you know how the screen changes?
Yeah.
He was like, look at the screen, where's the boat? And like I didn't realize at first, but after I got to think about it, I was like, bro,
they're in Catalina.
Abby made it to Catalina Island, and that's the dome building where the fireflies are. And I remember I messaged him after, I was like, yo, I know what you're talking about, like I know what you're alluding to. Like Abby's there, she's with the fireflies. And he just hearted the message. He didn't say anything after that. So I think obviously he can't talk on it. So mm-hmm. It's like they could be doing a part three, bro. With Abby getting to the fireflies, and maybe Ellie finally does sacrifice herself.
I would fuck with it. I would obviously fuck with it if they did it, but I don't. They don't need it.
They don't need it.
Let the record show that if you know if they listen to this, they don't need it. Let's get some new IP. I like Ellie.
Right.
I wouldn't be mad at it. I guess
the thing is, it would be easier for them to go back to part three to make it. Because think about making new IPs, it's hard. It's challenging. You're mm-hmm. introducing something completely new. You don't know if it's going to work. You don't know if people are going to like it, or if people are going to get attached, or if it lands. They know they have security with part three, where it's like people already love this cast. People love this game. And we could easily do it. But like with the new IP, they have to challenge themselves. That's the only thing about it.
Yeah. I think they're... I don't have any doubt that they will be successful.
Make something new that you'll love.
Yeah, and I would I be down for the story? Of course I would. I think that, man, do we want to talk about any of the other characters? Okay, this is the thing. Let me get your thoughts on Joel. I'll start off by saying I would argue that Joel went out like a G because like and just listening to like I use that spoiler cast with Troy, Neil and Ashley and Greg as just
how you size everybody up,
just like a basis where when they were talking about it and stuff. But even in the game you get Joel saying get through. What did he say? Like, get on with your
speech. Oh, he was like, why don't you ever say whatever speech you got rehearsed and get this over with? Like,
yeah.
Like, he looked around at everybody and, like, you could know he crossed, like, he had an idea, like, damn, like, bro.
Yeah.
He was like, why don't you get whatever speech you got rehearsed and, like, you know, get this over with? And then, like, he was like, he assessed it. Like, I don't even care. Like, what you got to do? Like, what's up?
Exactly. And one, because he knows he's done a lot of fucked up shit. And when you know you've done a lot of fucked up shit, it's like, okay, all right.
I got caught.
And Troy Baker basically said that. He's like, I got caught slipping. I got caught. He didn't, you know, Troy Baker's not going to say I got caught slipping. But he was saying, like, just to paraphrase.
I let my guard down.
Exactly. Yeah. I let my guard down, and this is what happened. Because Troy Baker said, I let somebody, I don't see Abby as a threat because I have, Ellie is basically my daughter, and Abby is the same.
Yeah, he just helped save them. And if you watch the cutscene back, the way he was standing, like, he was looking at everybody in the room, like Neil said, sizing them up. And then, whenever she says something, he turns around, looks at her, boom, shotgun into her leg instantly.
Yeah. And so I felt like he went out like a G. Like, he didn't go out like no bitch. Like, you shot his leg off, basically. And, you know.
And then even when they turned to get his leg and they let him go, he was like, leaned up on a thing, like, hit his arms down.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, bro, he was like, yeah.
And initially, they said, like, in the, I think Neil Druckmann said he was initially just going to be, like, they stabbed him, and he's sitting there, and then Abby just, like, they take him out and whatnot. But I felt like, I mean, that was, like, some cowboy shit. All he had, what he said was, get on with your speech and whatever. That's all you need. He wasn't like, please, oh,
and
my God.
And you could tell it made her mad, because she was like, nah, you can't, like, you can't make this quick. She grabbed the golf club and she went ham.
Yeah. And that when she said Joel Miller, you could tell, okay, this is the shit, dog. This is what I'm building up to. So when okay, Abby, people have said this. After her dad died, she built herself into a weapon. And that's why that shit is over exaggerated. That's why she's so buff. That is why
she's probably preparing herself for this moment. Like, I gotta fight this man.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, and that's everything that she just that's why the shit with Owen didn't work anymore, because she was so focused on becoming a weapon to kill whoever killed her dad. And that's why no relationships work for her. That's why there's redemption with Yara and Lev. When she says Joel Miller, dog, I was like, the way that she said that line,
you could tell it was some, like, premeditated. She's like, Joel Miller, like, she can't believe, like, it's like, this is him, like, it's, bro, like, you're really freaking here, like,
yeah. And because Owen even said, like, yo, you lucky. However he said it, he was just like, you're really what, you just lucked the point, what the fuck, like, you really lucky with this shit. Because they even said, like,
and Owen's a good guy, because even, like, bro, Manny, you think, so people are mad because Manny spit on Joel. You gotta remember, the main three people in that room who were really, like, into what was going on was Owen, Manny, and Abby.
That's it.
Now, if you watch this scene, they're the main three around him and everything. And, look, Abby does the kill. Owen's like, she's like, you want what I want? He's like, finish it. Like, let's get this over with. And then Manny walks up, does his, like, last spit, calls him today, he'll burn to hell. If you go back to the scene where her dad dies, when she's running into the room, Owen and Manny are there and trying to shield their best friend from seeing their dad dead.
Right.
So they saw the pain that they had in their friend. That's why they're so into it as well. Like, there. That's why Manny spit on him. Right. And that's why, you know, Manny was trying to, like, go kill, like, Ellie and Joel, like, Tommy to finish it off and leave. But Owen, he's more of, like, the collected mind. He's more of the good guy. He's like, no, like, what are you doing? We'll be no better than this dude right here. Because, like, they see this guy as someone who's evil, and they're just seeking justice for their friend. They're like, we're no better than him if we kill them.
Right.
So, like, what are you doing? Like, let's leave. Owen, like, you get, that shows you that these people, they're just like Joel and Ellie and them. Like, they just want to get their closure, their justice. That's all they're trying to do.
Yeah, like, I didn't have a problem. Like, that's a hard scene, but, like, it was, I don't think Joel went out like, I don't agree.
The acting is so good. Like, even watching it back, when he says his name, Joel, look at everybody in the room. You can see, like, on everybody, like, their demeanor changed. Like, the person was sitting where her legs relaxed. She, like, puts her legs down. And then, like, Manny, like, he, like, looks up. And like you can see, like everybody has their own reaction when they hear his name. And it's like, bro, like it's like, whoa! The acting's amazing.
Yeah, the acting's amazing. The animation to even get that acting across, it's just like,
right.
I think you. That's
even to the point where like it's such a small clip because they cut it so fast. But when she lands the blow, you can see like you're looking at Ellie, like she flinches super hard, like jumps up, and she's like, no, like you could. It's everything about it amazing, bro.
It's incredible, dude. Like I don't. That's why I don't. This is one of my theories on why people were so mad. This is why the toxic masculinity in these games. I feel like the people are mad about Joel's death is because they see themselves in Joel.
And a strong woman killed him, maybe? Is that why they were mad? I think,
okay, so how long do you, what's the average playthrough of The Last of Us Part 1?
I think about 8 to 12 hours.
So 8 to 12 hours, you're with this dude. You're rough and tumble dude, and you've done some bad shit. You're cracking people's foreheads open with pipes and your bare hands sometimes and all this shit, and your objective is to get this girl to Salt Lake City, and you do what you gotta do. You're a fucking hero. You're a grizzled.
And then Joel was also like, everybody ignores the fact that Joel literally had to drop Ellie off and just go about his business. He only did it because Tess. He just felt like he had to do it for Tess. At first, he wasn't just trying to do it for Tess.
And he falls in love with her. He falls as his daughter, like it's his child. And then you take that away, like because he's the epitome of masculinity. Like he's a cowboy. All these games are. These two games are westerns. It's just post-apocalyptic, and you're fighting monsters, and you're killing people. It's really like a gunslinger type guy, but it's just so grounded, and it's an incredible series. But these guys are fucking cowboys. Ellie's a cowboy. They can't even say they love each other at the end of the fucking game. You know they do, but they can't fucking say it.
Right.
So it's just like
Ellie did Joel so dirty. 2 years of not blowing this guy off, never talking to him, just living inside this, just living around him, not talking to him, interacting. Then the night you say you'll try to forgive him, the next morning he dies.
Right, and she can't take it. And
like, even how she treated him inside the fucking party, so shitty, bro.
Yeah, so it's
so
like,
shitty.
And so I just feel like a lot of these guys, they think that it's them. They think that's them.
They all
dying.
Said that Joel got done dirty in this game.
Well, he did because he got killed. But, I mean, other than that, like, I mean, that's the inciting incident that gives you this game, that gives us this story. So what could have been done to make Ellie go on this rampage? Dina, if you kill Dina, that's fridging. That's like that's a trope. That's not.
I don't think Dina being a new character, I don't think there's a way we will care for her enough.
I don't think they would. I mean, Ellie would, but I mean, it's not. I just feel like a lot of people think that that's a part of them dying. You spent so much time with this guy and he's a hero. I think they just feel like it's an attack. I think they feel like it's an attack against them, but it's really not. It's like, okay, if you're Ellie, you know you're playing this game.
Because, again, you got to also think with their mindset. I've noticed because I've been just looking stuff up. They think this is like, I've just read stuff. They're like, straight white man bad. Like, they're taking it so.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly that's what I'm talking about. Like, when we were talking about it.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Yeah. Like, I literally see them saying, like, man, this chat, like, straight white man bad. Straight white man. That's what they're taking out of this story, which is not what it is. Because they got to play it, but they're looking at leaks and just going off of all the drama. That's what they think. That's why people are mad.
Yeah, and he's in the flashbacks. I mean, shit. I mean, he's there, but
I think they handle him very, very well in this game.
I think it's great. I think the thing that kind of took it home for me was that last scene. So when they're at Joel's house and Ellie, you know,
I was choked up, especially when you can see Joel start crying.
Yeah, when he said the shit that the whole game, when he said, if I had to do it over again, I would do it every fucking
time. Yeah,
I would do it every
time.
The Lord
somehow gave me a chance.
And I was when I saw it, I was like, yes, fucking yes, because that's what the first game is about. And I didn't realize until I played part one, where I was like, I don't see the point. I'm going to save her. I love her. I'm going to save her.
Yeah, it's a game about love.
And dog, and even Neil said in that podcast, he was like, you know, I said, you know, the first game's about love, the second's about hate, but they're both about love. He did say that.
It just shows you the darker things love makes you do.
Yes, and then you're absolutely right. And then you realize that you don't.
He did a good job of promoting this game, like with the words he chose to explain it. He did a really good job of promoting.
That's why in all those interviews and stuff that he was doing at those big conferences, the E3 Paris, whatever, all those big things that everybody dissects, he was always he really was meticulous in the way that he answered.
Yeah, because it was so hard to explain because like he didn't want to. He really was trying to keep it down tight.
Who do you think Haley Gross got pregnant? Do you think it was Dina or do you think
it was
Mel?
Dina.
It was not
Dina.
Mel?
Yeah, I messaged her after like my first stream. It was
okay.
Dina.
Okay, okay. That makes sense. Because, yeah.
Bro, that's crazy I can say that. What the hell?
I know. Well, I only deal with people that have clout on my – that's not true. But you know your shit, man. That's why you're here. That's why I love talking to you.
Like after I finished, I was like, man, I was like, you know, you added, I was like, the way you got Dina pregnant, like it added another, like it just kept layering on to things because so much was going on and you found out she's pregnant. I was like, bro, you just have to go ahead and do that. Just add another layer to the shit show that's already fucked.
Yeah. Cause when I found out,
said,
go ahead.
Yeah. She said, that Dina was the character. So
I felt like that was like another thing. We need to fucking go back. I was like, Ellie, you need to go back. But that's where where the tragedy, you know, occurs. But it's like, you know, she's not going to go back. But it's like, what the fuck? What are we doing? You tried. You got some of these people. I think this is it. And even though I knew.
Hiding out in the middle of Seattle in an auditorium, like that's already as dangerous enough as it is. Just a random building. You got it locked off. Like that's still like, everything's so risky. Yeah.
And when she was like groaning and shit, I was like, this is bad, dog. This is really. And I've never felt that like anxiety and like impending doom in a way like in a video game. I've never felt that before. I guess what else I wanted to ask about, it's a Joel stuff. And I, like they just thought about like all the three main characters, Joel, Ellie, and Abby, like what Neil Druckmann said, they're all struggling with quieting their inner demons, and they're trying because they're all suffering from trauma, and then how are they getting past that? And I think when Neil said that, I was like, okay, well, that's why you get Santa Barbara. That's why she lives.
Right.
Like she's not done with it like in the way that Abby's done with it after there's really no fulfillment after killing Joel. And it's like, I don't know. I felt like for somebody who loves Ellie, like from my perspective,
I can. When you really think about it, I don't really think about this stuff. But like taking a life is something that's super serious that we don't think about a lot.
Oh, yes.
And it's like when she just took a life, and it's like you don't feel how do you live with yourself? You know what I mean? Like especially the way she did it.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. Like even in the world this fabricated, like even Owen, like he just couldn't kill that Scar, the boy.
Yeah.
He started like praying or something like that. He just can't do it. Like they've been taking lives, but it's like it gets to a point where it's like, can you do it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why you saying that made me think of like something else. I feel like that's why
there's no background about this, like I think my parents are like talking to each other across the house. Can you hear that?
No, I can't hear that. I can't hear it.
Oh, okay.
No, I can't hear it at all. Where I was thinking, like, when Joel said that, and, like, what you just said about, like, killing people and all this stuff and the way that everything's going on with humanity in the world of this game, if I was Joel, I'd do the same fucking thing, too. How old is Joel, like, when he does? He's, like, 50-something, maybe? Is he in his 50s?
Bro, he has to be late, pushing late 50s when he dies.
He's in his 50s? I think his 50s
maybe late.
He's
I think he's in his 50s.
Yeah, he's seen way more than Ellie. You kind of forget that Ellie's just 19. And she's like,
she also grew up 5 years, 14 to 19, inside the, you know, in safety.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm thinking, like, with all that Joel's seen, fuck a vaccine.
And Joel's seen the world change. She was born into it.
Yeah.
And even then, she was locked off. She's only had a year outside the walls. She stayed inside the quarantine zone most of the time. She's only seen a year outside.
Yeah. So I just feel like, yeah, I would do, if I was Joel, I would do the same thing over and over again. Fuck this world. You see the way the Scars and the Seraphites and the WLF are fighting? Like, save what, dog? Ellie, he gave you a life. She probably can't. She's not going to realize that right away at 20, but she's coming to terms with it. And at the end of the game, that's her, like,
but
walking.
But she still feel like that could have been a purpose. So, like, still could help get back. Because she always talks about, like, and there's one thing about Ellie being the first game. She's always spoke about life before the pandemic. Read, like, diaries and stuff.
Yeah.
Imagine how it could have been. This would have been, like, back in the day. So she probably felt like she could have helped restore what was.
I feel like, did I lose you?
No.
Okay. I feel like, yeah. How did you feel about, I don't know, like the Ellie versus, like, the, like Dina and Jesse and even some of the WLF soldiers? Like, I felt like they were a little more privileged than Ellie. Like, Ellie didn't have any.
WLF?
Just like Abby's friends. Where it's just like Ellie just seems to be without more than.
Yeah, Abby had a whole group of people she was with. They were really close, but they're all Fireflies.
And it's almost like I kind of feel like. I just kind of feel like protective over Ellie more so than anybody else in the game, because it just seems like everybody else, even like Jesse had his parents. You know, like when you're riding with Dina, like on patrol for the first time and everything, like she's talking about Jesse's parents, and even though Dina didn't have
her sister.
Yeah, it was like Ellie is kind of like the way she is because,
and she also can't really open up because of her special, you know, blessing that she has. It singles her out from everybody.
Yeah,
and people could
That's I just kind of thought about that, like her relationship to those other characters, especially, like, you just kind of look at they're softer than Ellie, like Mel and Owen, like they just, like, Mel is interesting. She's like, Abby, you're a piece of shit. You've always been a piece of shit.
I hated that scene. That really, like, affected me a little bit. Like, I felt so bad for Abby. Like, that's so fucked.
Because she's jealous.
Even after everything you were doing as Abby to help these kids, and she's calling us a piece of shit. Like, I was like, bruh.
You know that Abby could cave Mel's chest in, but she's pregnant, and then there's that rift. That's what you kind of, that's like the inverse of what Dina and Ellie and Jesse are going through, where it's like Jesse's a G. Jesse's like, all right, that's y'all with each other right now. Y'all are with each other. I'm falling back. But Mel's got something more invested too, because she's pregnant.
Because she's got the baby.
She's got the kid, and then it's a very interesting dynamic.
But even then, Jesse finds out that she's having a baby.
Yeah. But he's not an asshole about it. I'm sure he would take care of it. I'm sure he would.
He was like, is she going to keep it? Even that, but is she keeping it? Like, he wasn't even expecting. Like, it just, he went, everything how he went about it was just unbelievably, like, I don't even know how he did it.
That's why he's, like, the most, to me, like, I would say the best character, like, the cleanest, like, the one that's he's without
my boy. My boy Jesse Yaron Lev was representing the Asian community. I just love that, bro.
I liked it, too. Yeah.
Oh, I love that, man.
What did you think about... Oh, go ahead.
Who was it?
I want to see what you thought about, like, Lev. Like, because he was a trans character. Everybody thought that...
Yeah, and even then, I like how they did it, too, because, like, because they know people are going to complain if like they try to make it like this plot. They literally just drop it in like, oh yeah, boom, he's trans, and then just leave it alone. Boom, it's gone. Like you don't even like most people probably wouldn't even notice it unless you're really paying attention.
Well, the dope thing about it is like I'll be honest with you. Like I learned this the term dead name from this game. Like if you were to call Caitlyn Jenner Bruce Jenner, you would be dead naming Caitlyn Jenner. Like I didn't know that.
That's the thing, dead naming.
Yeah, that's what dead naming means. So like,
oh, and they called her Lily, right?
Yeah, they called him
Lily. They called him Lily.
Yeah, they called him Lily. And when I heard, I was like, oh fuck. And I was like,
now when I first noticed, I remember I was reading. I think I was reading a note in the game. It's just like, he was like, I cut my hair or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's what really made me think. I was like, wait, what? And I was like, cut your hair. I was like, aren't you allowed to cut your hair? Because like, don't all the other guys have their hair cut? And that's when it clicked. I was like,
yeah,
he's trans.
Well, when they said like, oh, they were gonna promise him to some old dude,
he had to get out of there.
Overheard them motherfuckers, those Seraphites saying that, I was like, yeah, we got to kill these motherfuckers, and that had me locked in even more. As Abby, I was like, okay, we got to kill these fuckers.
Especially like whenever you're about to go and Lev's like, if you die, I'll be stuck here. I love Lev. I love him, bro. I'm sorry.
It's like, okay, now it's going to be some clickers or some fucking bloaters and fuck. That's why like the game is so good.
They know how to bring up the intensity on you.
Yeah, and I was like,
before you go in there, like an offense, like, if you die, like I'll be stuck here. You're like, now you're thinking, like, damn, not just left this kid behind.
Yeah,
like, I gotta live through this. Like, right? It's amazing.
That was one of the worst encounters for me. That was up there. That's got to at least be top five. Like those runners, what is it, like five or six of them?
Bro, I think it was like stalkers? A bunch of stalkers. And there was one point where it was like stalkers and shamblers and clickers, and bro, there was a lot going on.
Yeah.
They even had a bloater at one point in there too.
Yeah, I don't think I fought that bloater. Maybe I got away for a fucking change. I don't know.
Bro, I fought everything.
I pretty much did too. My only thing is I didn't get the take on me. I didn't get that sequence because I don't know if I ever.
Oh, you missed it?
Yeah, I missed it.
Yeah.
So I have to go back. That's downtown Seattle, right?
Yeah, it was a good scene. I like that scene.
It was dope. I looked at it on YouTube. Yeah, that was something I learned about Lev, and it just made me want to be even more protective over him. Especially
he's probably one of my favorite supportive characters in the game. He definitely is.
Yeah. What did you think about
really Abby and Lev is kinda like Joel and Ellie.
Of course it is. Like that's the parallel that they're trying to make.
Yeah.
And I think they successfully did it. I mean, it was blatant. And
even whenever Abby was carrying him away, like at the beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
The way she, yeah.
I think it's going to be I was mad that you had to kill that black that big ass black Seraphite. I was like, okay.
Seraphite.
I just rolled my eyes at that shit.
That was a crazy fight though. That was crazy.
It was good though. I like the intensity of all that. Oh, it was another moment where what was the time where that you had that big woman that's fighting Abby and she's like, "You got my backpack on?"
Oh, she stole his bag. Yeah.
She's like, "You got my backpack?" Yeah, man.
They got to fighting. Yeah. The boss fights are good in this game.
I enjoyed the boss fights. I just hated that fucking Rat King Resident Evil fucking thing. And which I was supposed to hate. And I'm trying to think if it was something else that I wanted to touch on. I think that's all. I think we're pretty good. Like I felt like it was a remarkable experience, man. I loved it. I think that, you know, it's just a game that's not going to be for everybody. I find it fascinating that Naughty Dog took all these and Sony, the only issues that Sony had was Neil Druckmann said one territory didn't like the weed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but other than that, like, you know, to have
creative freedom.
Yeah. They had the creative freedom to do what they want. And they took these risks where I was just like, okay, like you guys are making a blockbuster game and really like pulling, really not holding any punches and really going in. I wanted to know, what did you think about Santa Barbara, that whole sequence?
Bro, I thought that was beautiful. Like, I like the scenery. And it hit me. I was like, bro, this is like Cali.
Yeah.
The post world. Cali is a beautiful place, but even like with it being post in the like nature reclaiming the earth, mm-hmm. it still just looked beautiful. Like the palm trees, even though they're overgrown and dead, I don't know. It still hit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I love the way that whole section looked.
I loved it. My screensaver. So this is probably my favorite moment in the entire game. It's Ellie holding that submachine gun over interrogating that rat. It just,
you know, Logic was the smaller dude that tried to get her bitten.
Oh, that was Logic. People were saying Logic was the other, the first guy. You, what's that kid? Jordan. That's who people said it was, but that's not true.
What was it?
In your playthrough, I went back to your playthrough to look at that scene where she kills Jordan and that other guy, mm-hmm. like the "you can't stop this" scene.
Yeah, that's not Logic. Okay. Logic's the small. Yeah, Kurt Margan confirmed it. He was like, "Yeah, Logic's the small rattler."
Oh, okay. Dude, okay. The one that, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You kind of hear it too. If you go back and listen to it, you can kind of hear it.
Shout out to Logic. He's from Maryland. I know he's talented. I just don't know that much of his music, but what I've heard, I've liked. You know, that was my favorite moment. Like, it was something that was so like, this was sort of like, somebody said this. I don't know if it was. Oh, okay, Troy Baker said in that podcast. He said, "Obsession will cost you everything." And it's almost like this trauma, Ellie can't get past that PTSD, that moment where she freaks out in the barn is just like, man, it's just like fucking awesome. So it's like, okay, if you're going to go back, and then it's Santa Barbara, like her fucking haircut, she gets caught up in that booby trap and she gets stabbed and she's like, fuck. And then she still comes out of that haze and she thinks it's Abby and left. She's like, Abby? And then she sees those rattlers. And it was just something about like that sequence that was just so dope, where she's like, that guy tries to, Logic's little rattler tries to get her infected and she uses him. And it was just so great.
Right.
I fucking loved it. Cause she was Ellie,
and then I also said at one point, I was like, I hope Ellie gets bitten again at one point, just for it to happen for theatrics. And she did; she got bitten again.
It was it was so dope. Did you feel like, just thinking about this scene now? Did you feel like Ellie was like, it was almost like, fuck, this is it. This is how I go out. Did you ever feel like she thought that she might go out at that point? Even though we, the gamer,
when she was like upside down on the thing.
Yeah,
yeah, that would've been trash when she dropped her knife.
Yeah,
that sucked. Infected or anything could have came up and got her, like, bro.
Because she was like, "Yo," she's like, "You just, I think you just shit on yourself. You're like a little bitch or what?" I was like, "Oh my god, she's talking shit to this dude." Just
stays tough through everything.
Yeah, and just the month, like that, to me, that fucking sequence solidified her as being one of the greatest video game characters of all time. That moment, to me, like,
I can feel that.
That whole fucking sequence, that part, and her taking all those people out in that resort, whatever that song was that was playing when you all those clickers are chained up, and it was just so raw, man. Like, it was on some Kill Bill, just raw. It was just fucking raw. But then she realizes that, you know, she gets that flashback of Joel. And when she's choking the shit out of Abby, it's like, I got to let this go. And this is it. And you don't it's over. Because even if she kills Abby, it's going to, you know, Lev is going to grow up wanting to kill her. And, you know, it could be over. So it's like ending that cycle of violence that everybody talks about. is it, and I don't, I think it's justified to, you know, I think they even said that they were going to kill Abby, but, and then somebody else has to end that cycle of violence. But I get, it's not hollow to me. Like, that ending's not hollow. It's just like, well, I lost two fingers. I can't play the guitar anymore. So I'm leaving that behind. Yeah, and like,
so I got, much, bro.
Yeah, it's like, it's so, that's like, that's some Western, you know, for lack of a better term, that's some John Wayne shit. That's some cowboy shit. That's that Americana. That's that shit. And Ellie's only 19. You forget. You kind of forget that, like, yo, she's
19. So young.
She's still young. And she has a chance.
But
to
in this world, it's like you have to grow up so fast.
Right.
Like,
and I think she grew up faster than a lot of her peers, especially Dina and Jesse. Even though, like, I love, like, Dina's capable, Jesse's capable, Owen, you know, like her counterparts, her peer group. She had to grow up harder than those dudes, and all she had to grow up harder
because she doesn't have any family, like real right. biological family. I think
right, and that's what made it so. That's why,
and she does, as she said, everybody she's ever come into contact with either like dies or leaves her. So it's like,
mm-hmm. And that's why she's got to grow that exterior. She can't let anybody in. Dina, you know, she lets Dina in. Dina breaks those walls, but it's just not enough. You know, after what happened, I think that's where the tragedy is. In another life, in another scenario, she could be a singer, poet, writer, you know, artist.
Right.
But it's just like those circumstances. What did you think about this? Like, I really appreciate you not being spoiled by this, so I can really talk to you about this. Having to fight Ellie, what was that like for you? I watched it.
It was conflicting because, like, I didn't know what to expect because I like both sides, but it was I personally think it was a great boss fight. I think that was something I've never had to do in a game before.
Yeah.
And I thought it was brilliant,
mm-hmm.
but it was super conflicting. Like, I didn't know what to do. Like,
cause when
it was crazy.
when I saw that leak,
even just watching the scene leading up to it, I was like, when left shot on Tommy in the leg, I was like, yes. I was like, wait, what am I doing? I'm like, I didn't know who to cheer for. Bro, I was like, I didn't know who to cheer for.
Because
Tommy attacked Abby, I was like, no. You like left shot Tommy in the leg, I was like, yes. And I was like, wait, because Abby shot him in the face. I was like, no, like, bro, I didn't know who to, like, bro, I didn't know what to, like, who to cheer for. Like,
even though I knew it was coming, I just applaud Naughty Dog for that shit because it's just like, Naughty Dog, they wanted us to defeat the monster that we created.
Right.
Over part one and half of part two, they wanted us to see what it was like to deal with basically ourselves in a way where it was just like, because if Ellie, I got a couple of times. And when you get those, the little prompt, what is it, like those hint screens where it's like, don't face Ellie head on. I was like, oh, my, are you, wow.
Oh, yeah, like they really got me fighting, like.
They got you fighting Ellie's, like.
I like how Ellie used her whole arsenal. Like, she could, like, make bombs and lay them down, gather arrows, a shotgun. She was using everything she had, like, against you, that you used as her against others.
And you just had a fucking bottle. And to me, like. Again, I keep saying this shit, but like for a AAA game, for a blockbuster game, to make you fight, that's how you know there's no heroes in this shit, but the person you're controlling is you. So when they switch it, it's like, God, let me get this.
I gotta fight this character that I love.
Yeah, let me get this motherfucker in. Because I saw you make that switch. Yeah. You made the switch, too. You were just, I don't know exactly what you said, and you could correct me if I'm wrong.
I was like, fuck it, bro. Like,
yeah,
let's get
exactly.
It. Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was real, let's get it. I even was starting to cheer. Like, when I was punched, I was like, bop, bop.
Yeah. And I was,
so, yeah, like,
and, dude, and when I played it, I was just like, oh, this has to be done. I don't like it. And I still
get it.
And yeah, and this is coming from somebody that was spoiled And it's just like I was still invested in what was happening because it's nothing like playing it yourself. And mm-hmm. it was still a rewarding experience. It was just like, that was like, I was like, oh my God. Cause that's why she's on the cover of the game. Even though she's on the collect, I'm looking at the collector's edition box where like she's
right. It's Abby on the other side.
Yeah. She's a fucking monster, dog. Ellie is a monster. And like, she's become,
oh, the angry face on the cover.
The angry face on the cover. It's just like they
That one trailer where it's like played from the beginning, where it's like Ellie as like her girl, like you know her younger self, and it transitions to all of them seamlessly. And at the end, it's like, bro, that dark ass photo with her leaned over, she went crazy, bro.
Mm-hmm. It was like a drug, and it's just like if like that Future Days. Pearl Jam record, if I ever were to lose you, I'd surely lose myself. Ellie has
lost herself
and she's on that rampage, and it really doesn't click. Like we mentioned it before, like the portion with Nora and Owen and Mel, like it's just like when that humanity sinks back in and you realize that they're, I think it's still hopeful.
Freaking out.
Yeah, I think it's still hopeful. It's just like with all that darkness. So what do you think? So you really do think that they're going to do a part three?
I think it's definitely possible, but at this point, I'm not even sure. It's a possibility. We just got to wait and see. Like, time will ultimately tell.
Yeah.
But the thing about Naughty Dog, they only go off for about 3 to 4 months, and they're right back working on the next game. They always finish a game. 3 or 4 months off, back to it. Like they never take a long break, so we'll know soon enough. But it won't be very long until the announcement comes.
Yeah, and I don't want to rush them anyway. I don't like when they put it out, they put it out, and I'll if it is a part three,
even if they don't announce it right now, they're still going to be working.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like so. I think, this is one of the best gaming experiences I've ever had in my life. So I mean, you've played more than me. Where does this rank? You play more games than me. Where does this rank for you?
I think this is the best game you can play on the PS4. Before, I said God of War 2018 was the best game you could play on the PS4. I think this is the best experience you can get on this console.
Okay, that's a good one.
Out of every game this generation, I think this is the one you should play if you only had one game to play.
Yeah. What do you, let's, and we'll wrap it up with this. Like, what are your thoughts on, is it anything else that we didn't cover that you feel like we should have?
No, I think we touched everything. I don't think we got dug too deep into like just the story itself. At the same time, we're not like breaking down the story, but we're just explaining our takeaways. So I think we touched like everything.
Yeah. I felt like the story, I felt like it was a lot deeper than I thought it would be, especially with the flashbacks.
There's a lot less predictable. I feel like part one, you can predict everything that's happening as it's going on. Like, you kind of can inference what's next. Because it's one linear straight shot. But part two, there's so many different twists and turns. Like, the narrative of part two is much more three-dimensional, much more, like, complex. Like, Part two is the better narrative, I think.
Yeah, I felt like there were just like a lot more. It's just like more than meets the eye with the flashbacks, which I liked. I wasn't expecting that scene, the birthday, you know, scene in the museum. I thought that was really sweet. That was a great moment. That showed like, you know, that there was some levity and lightness and joy between Joel and Ellie. He taught her how to swim. There were some really, really good moments that make you say, yeah, I do have to kill these motherfuckers, you know?
Right.
So it was just, and then the scene, you know, like the scene where, to me, there was more of this than I thought it would be. And then what everybody brought up with the fact that Ellie really finds out the truth about what happened in Salt Lake City with, you know, the Fireflies and stuff. And when she really found out, like you mentioned earlier, that it was 2 years when they, you know, they spent with really having any type of genuine interaction with each other. That's heartbreaking.
Right.
And where she really breaks down, and it's like whatever they did with those mods, you're just thinking like in the trailer, you're like, what the fuck is, where is that coming from? You know, and that was powerful. I think the story, it was a lot. It's still like a lot to think. We will never cover everything in one podcast, but I think it was good to get that. I think we did. I think what's wrong with my words? I've been up all day.
Genuinely? Yeah.
We covered everything that I wanted to talk about. But if you were, you know, I just say if you mentioned something else that we didn't touch on. So what's next for you? What's next for you and your channel?
But really, as of right now, I want to do, like, since I see how, like, this game was super controversial, mm-hmm. and I saw how much of a benefit just being involved in it was for the channel, I want to, like, start touching on more controversial topics in the game industry. Just, like, do more, like, video essay stuff about it. So I just give my cut, clean, dry, and opinion and thoughts on things more often.
Right.
Just to spite, because, like, controversy speaks volumes. So I saw that. Also, I don't know if I want to cover another game this heavily again, honestly. It was a lot of work for this game, but I have passion for it.
Yeah.
So, like, I just want to, like, if I do find something I like, I'll talk about it, like, as a little one-off video really quick. Sure. But I don't see myself super heavy covering something again unless I truly care about it. Because I feel like that love and care has to be there for it to, you know, still spike with an audience.
Right.
So, like, as of right now, I'm just going to continue streaming casually and whatnot. I'm going to do some video essays about, like, the controversial stuff. And just try to make some fun content. At the moment, I'm not exactly sure where to go, but I'm gonna figure it out. I'm just having fun at the moment, just making sure I'm still present.
Yeah.
Until I really figure out the direction.
Are you gonna do anything with Ghost of Tsushima?
Yeah, I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna play it on the channel. I might do a few videos on it, but I'm not exactly sure if I'm just gonna do the walkthrough and then do my review, or if I'm gonna, like, dig into a few aspects of it before it comes out. I'm not exactly sure just yet.
Because the walkthrough was helpful. I used your walkthrough once when I was trying to get out of the subway with the rope. I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do here? Where you just throw the rope over the pipe for some
reason? Yeah.
It's always like the dumbest shit where I would rather follow your
environmental puzzle.
Yeah, I would rather, like, I would, as a gamer, as, like, somebody who's just, like, a casual gamer, I would like to go to your channel, and I would like my listeners that play to go to you if there's, like, a popular game, you know, and you're playing it. I would go to you before
right.
I would go to anybody else. Would, because you did one of that game. What's the game where you kind of have to be in stealth or they'll kill you with the rats and all that shit, the plague game?
Oh, you're talking about A Plague Tale Innocence. That game's good.
Did you just streamed it? You didn't record? Did you record your walkthroughs?
It's on there still. It's in a playlist. It's unlisted, but
oh,
it's
okay.
there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be
you
cool.
You can still watch it. You just got to go to the playlist. It was a pretty good game.
Yeah. It looks good. Like, I would like something like that. I'm
right.
like a third.
Like, it's not anything like super huge budget, but it's like it did
yeah.
some justice. I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure. I need to go back and finish Control.
Cause, like, me personally, I'm trying to. What I want to do for this next generation, also on the channel, I want to, like, get more into, like, the AA indie space. Cause I feel like that's where, like, if you just wait for only these large AAA titles, gaming kind of gets dry and boring in a way. I feel like there's
yeah.
not enough to play. So I want to start opening my horizons to other things and start just playing more stuff.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to do as well.
I need to do that too. Like, I just, it was just The Last of Us was so compelling.
Oh, yeah.
Weren't they, you know, some, now, is this true? Is it true that, like, these third person games are kind of going out of style, or it's not as popular as, like, the first person shooters? I know Cyberpunk everybody's hyped about that, but I'm not a first person shooter guy.
I don't think these third person games are going out. I don't know. I don't think so.
Because that seemed to be what like people were trying to say, like the story driven games nobody cares about, but everybody is going ape shit over this game, the story in this game.
Right.
You know, so it's just like something's not syncing up to me.
That was a claim EA made.
Oh, EA made that.
About that. And then they obviously got proven wrong multiple times by PlayStation.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
And this game,
they got to keep it up, though.
In less than a week, this game sold 4 million copies.
Yeah, 3 days.
That's crazy. And
first
it beat,
3 days.
Beat Spider-Man already, right?
Yeah, Spider-Man, that's a franchise loved by the world. Everybody knows. You know what I mean? That just insane to me. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, so what do you think about, and we'll close on this, what do you think about PlayStation 5? Like, are you going to, it got leaked,
oh,
and I think it was like
I got to get that launched.
You going
to? I got to get that launched, yeah.
Where do you go for that? Is it better to do directly with Sony or like GameStop? Or?
See, I've never got a console launch, but I think I'm going to try to get it straight from PlayStation's website.
Okay, because I've never done it either, because I wonder how, they're saying like $589. To 600 plus for it,
bro. Imagine. I hope it's just 500, 550. I can't imagine paying 600. I'll do it, but it's like, oof.
Would you do
a lot of money?
Yeah, it is. Would you do it with the disc or like the digital?
Yeah, I want the disc.
I would do that too.
I'm sure you'll save money with the digital, but
because you can play, can't
that,
you?
That's the thing. What if there's gonna be people who end up getting a console that they don't want? There's gonna be people who want the digital that probably all the digital are gonna gotta get a physical. There might be somebody who wants the physical, but all the physicals are bought out, so you gotta get digital. That's gonna be interesting to see on launch how that works. Or like, let's say your local Karen goes to Walmart, buys her son the PlayStation, and buys her all these games. She gets back, Christmas comes around, you know, they open up the presents, they can't play any of the games she bought. Like, you know, it's gonna be interesting to see how stuff like that works.
You called out your Karen. I didn't think we'd talk about Karens on this one, but it's hilarious. That's a problem, dog. Yeah, that is. Yeah, that would be.
I'm interested to see how that's going to work. I'm interested.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I would obviously want the disc because I'm assuming you could play like high definition.
Your PS4 games and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I just seem like now it just seems to be, I overdid it with The Last of Us Part 2, but that was because I just wanted to cover all my bases so that at 12 a.m. I would be playing the shit.
Right. See, I don't see myself doing what I did for, like, I bought the art book for this game. I bought copies for this game for other people. I bought my Ellie edition. Like, but the only reason why I did that is because I've been getting so much support on YouTube where it's like, it enabled me to be able to do stuff like that. Like,
yeah, talk about that too.
It became my job.
I'm becoming my parents. Like, oh yeah, we're going to end this call and I keep asking you more questions. But I want to, as a YouTuber, this is what I'd like to understand. Like, how do the giveaways work? Is it just like, okay, I'm generating good income from this. I want to give back to the community.
Right.
So it's like, I'll buy
the
games.
Like, I see, like the coronavirus, some people are out their jobs. They can't, like, you know, make money for the game. Or some people can't afford it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And the thing about, like, corona, while it hurt other people, it helped creators.
Yes.
Like, just do their own thing at home. Because there's no, everybody's just digesting content. So, like, people watching my content, like becoming members of my channel, like subscribing, like donating money, all that, it was just generating me a bunch of revenue for me to have passion for this game. And it's like, I was getting so much revenue just talking about it. It's like, why not, you know, just give some copies back, you know, just why not?
And you did
Then I also, remember, I went to that casino run. I won, like, it's like everything was been going right for me. So I was like, you know, why not?
That's dope, man. And you did it like digitally, and you gave them like copies.
Yeah, I bought some PSN cards and just sent them out.
And how many did you give away?
Four.
That's dope. That's dope, man. Well, Tajay, man, hold on to the line after we break. This has been awesome, man. It was everything I thought it would be, and I was glad you were my driving reason to finish it, because normally I had like my friends. Think I'm a psycho because I finished it so fast,
Bro, I finished it quick.
But it was like, I was like, nah, I'm not fucking around. I've been waiting. And you were one of the main reasons I wanted to finish so I could have you
so
on
we could
the show.
Talk.
Yeah, and break and
Right.
really shoot the shit and talk about the game. So I just want to thank you so much, man. It's been great to see your rise and continue. And just remember me when you're a dev at
for sure,
at
no doubt.
Wherever you end up positively. You know what I'm saying? So thanks so much. Plug your channel. Plug everything. I'll put links in the episode description.
You guys can find me over on Twitter. I'm currently taking a bit of a cleanse from it, but at Tajay Moment. That's like where I'm most time on social media, as well as on YouTube, youtube.com/Tajay, which is TAJAE. You can search that up, and then you'll find my channel. And yeah, I do gaming content. So,
all right, man.
Stay up to date.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you next time.